Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here. Hey everyone, it's Andrea here. So if you suffer from seasonal allergies, you know how annoying and frustrating they can be. And my hope with this episode is that you walk away with a glimmer of hope that those symptoms can be reduced, if not completely eliminated. But I'm going to start by sharing my story. So I didn't know I had seasonal allergies for years. For most of my adult life, I didn't seem to be bothered by seasonal allergies. Whereas my mom and I've got two sisters, like they dealt with the runny nose, itchy eyes. It was just, they were miserable. In the time period that we lived in England, there was like abundant pollen there. And I just remember them suffering with them. And I didn't realize that I had seasonal allergies because for me, they don't really manifest as the runny nose, itchy eye. It's more like I'm just very fatigued, where I feel like I'm on the verge of getting a cold, but never fully coming down with one. So there were several years, and this was like early on in my, when I first started having kids, that at first I just chalked it up to, oh, well, it's just having, at the time, three children who were just about 3 years apart and they were young. But then it came a point where I was like, you know what? I just don't think this is normal. Like, I don't feel right in my body. I don't think I should quite frequently feel like I'm coming down with a cold and being this tired. And I would bring it up to the doctors I would see, and they just were like, what's going on in your life? And it was, you have three kids. And then eventually when I had four, oh, you have four kids. Like, of course you're tired. And I had to really push to actually get an allergy test. Like, I know this was from the Lord, where I was like, you know, I think I have allergies and I want to be tested. And so finally I had a doctor agree to initiate that testing, and wow, lo and behold, it turns out that I have allergies that now that I'm in Ohio last for about 6 months of the year. So I'm highly allergic to tree pollen, and I'm also highly allergic to ragweed with some other things sprinkled in there. So at first I was like, yes, finally confirmation that I'm not crazy, that there is actually a reason why I'm feeling fatigued. And of course, at the beginning of spring, when like everything's bursting into bloom, it's like my immune system would just be overwhelmed. So no wonder I was feeling that way. So then I was grateful because I knew the way that I could solve that was by taking allergy medication. And even though I don't like taking medication, for me, it's the last resort. I will do everything else first. And if I still need, and then if I need medication, I will take it. So I did that, and I didn't love it, but I was grateful for the results that I had with it. But what that meant is that I was having to take allergy medication more or less for about 6 months of the year. And then in this time period, God had told me to do a sugar detox. You may have heard more of that story in an earlier episode. And that was something I fought him tooth and nail on for a while. And the reason that he had me do it is I was actually asking him to heal me from some gut issues that were going on that were annoying and frustrating to me. And so he told me to take care of it through a sugar detox. And when I finally listened to him and did it, it was a 3-month thing for me. I had prayed about what that would look like in the time frame. And for me, he said, do it for 3 months. And this is how you're going to do it. And I did research and all of that. It took me about 6 months to do the research and also work up the courage to do it as well. And so I did it. And I came out on the other side of that detox from sugar. And I felt great. It healed the gut health issues that I had been crying out to him about. It also greatly reduced the feelings of anxiety that I would experience. And so at the end of that, I was like, well, I don't want to go back to how I was feeling in my gut. I don't like feeling anxious. So I also am enjoying this. So I made the determination at the end of that detox that I was going to figure out how to do life mostly free of added sugars, because I liked how I was feeling more than I liked the experience of eating things with added sugars in them. So I did that. I researched recipes. I created recipes that would still allow me to have desserts and treats, but without the added sugars in them. And I kind of left it at that. I didn't think too much about it beyond that. Well, I had ended that detox at the end of May in 1 year. And then so fast forward to the following year in the spring. And I did experience some allergy symptoms like I normally did. I think, again, the overabundance of the pollen happening all at once. But what I noticed is that after that initial like burst of pollen, I felt fine. I felt energized. I was like, I don't feel like I need to take allergy medication. And that continued on through the summer until we hit ragweed season. And when that all burst into bloom again, I was feeling a few more of the symptoms, but I was like, what changed? Like why all of a sudden am I actually feeling energized and like normal in my body where previously I would struggle? And the only thing that had changed for me from 1 year to the next was the decision to mostly eliminate added sugars from my diet. That's it. That was the only thing that had changed. I had made at that point no other dietary changes. My activity levels were about the same. Like everything else was more or less pretty constant. And I was like, oh my gosh, Lord, like it was amazing. It was like that abundance of blessing that comes through obedience. Cause again, I fought God tooth and nail initially on it, was just asking him to heal me from the gut health things. And the more that he gave me was less anxiety. And then this ability to live free from having to take allergy medication 6 months of the year. Cause he knows that that is not my preference. And that was another huge motivator for me to keep going with this thing, to keep figuring out how to enjoy life mostly free of added sugars. Caveat, I do eat some, so it's not an all or nothing. For me, I found a balance where I can have the results I want. And if I want added sugar, I will have it. But let me give you why sugar, and then also stress, how that actually plays into the amping up of our allergy symptoms. So when what happens when we have an allergic response to seasonal allergies is that it's our immune system getting confused, where pollen is not harmful to our body. It's not. It is fine. It's not toxic to our body. But our immune system has gotten confused. And suddenly, for some of us, those of us with allergies, our immune system has gotten confused. And all of a sudden, it's like pollen, invader, attack. And that is why we get the histamines are released. That's why allergy medication is antihistamine. So the histamines get released and like the body like goes into attack mode for something that is harmless to our body. And there's two analogies that kind of come to mind with this. One picture that came to mind is God reminded me of, I think it was, I don't know, a spring or a winter, some season where like it wasn't in growing season. And out front of our house at the time, we had some young blueberry bushes as well as other plants. I remember my children were, they were young. They were outside playing out front and I go out and I see our blueberry plants. I don't remember if they got all of them, were plucked out of the ground along with some other things. And I was like, I freaked out. I was like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, we were weeding the garden. So it's kind of like our immune system does that. Like it doesn't have discernment over what is actually needing to be attacked and what isn't. The other analogy that comes to mind, because I deal with this all the time, as I'm sure you do, is the spam filters on our emails. So I'll sign up for something for someone. And even though I have asked to receive their emails, my spam filters go into this hyper overdrive and they take it captive. I call them the email spam ninjas. It's like they go into attack mode, they take it hostage, they put it in the spam folder, even though it's something that I've asked for. And even sometimes I VIP those emails. So saying like, hey, chill out, like I want these in my inbox. And even then, sometimes they will take them hostage. So there's no discernment. And that's what happens with their immune system. So the way that sugar and stress play into this is that stress actually puts your immune system into high alert. Stress is a survival response, and God gave that to us for a good reason, because if we didn't have that, we wouldn't feel stressed about something like a car coming toward us, or if you're walking along the edge of a cliff or something, you wouldn't feel stressed about walking next to it. And that wouldn't be good, because we wouldn't last long. We wouldn't know to like run away from something that is potentially harmful. So we need that stress response to keep us safe. And our immune system is part of that survival response, right? Our immune system is designed to attack things that could be harmful to our body. Well, what stress does is it puts your immune system on high alert. So think about it this way. Like if you are, think back to maybe a time where maybe you are alone in your house, and you were nervous about that. Maybe it was nighttime or something, and you were nervous about that. Like there's so many times where I can recall that. And so then like the slightest noise kind of makes you jumpy, or any situation where you felt a little bit nervous, like anything that you aren't expecting is going to make you jump and have a bigger reaction than you normally would. And so that's what stress does to our immune system. It puts us on this like hyperactivity. So then it starts attacking things that are not really harmful, but it thinks it is. And the way sugar plays in is that it causes an inflammatory response in your body. And then chronically, if you have a chronic level of inflammation in your body, and added sugars are inflammatory, that creates stress. The difference between added sugars and sugars that are naturally occurring in something is that added sugars have been extracted out, so they're concentrated. So I'm not talking about sugars that are already present in our fruits and vegetables, our plants, because that is their food source, but those sugars are surrounded by the fiber, the fats, the proteins, all of that. And so it takes your body a while to break it down, so it's a slow release, versus added sugars are concentrated and at high levels. And they can impact your gut health because in our immune system, a large part of that is contained in our gut. And in our gut, there is the presence of good bacteria, which helps keep things in balance, bad bacteria, and also yeast. And when we have a high concentration of added sugars coming into our system, the bad bacteria and the yeast have a party. They go nuts. They love it. And so that is going to deteriorate the gut health, because then the balance of good bacteria to the bad bacteria and yeast gets out of whack. And actually that was related to the gut health issues that I was having that led to the whole sugar detox and why it worked, because I was bringing my gut back into health and into balance. So whenever we have an overabundance of simple sugars in our system, that is going to, again, get our gut health out of balance, and that creates stress. And then over time, again, that stress response is chronic, so our body is on high alert, and that can help fuel allergies. again, I want to say the sugars, added sugars in and of themselves are, it's not that they are a bad thing. Again, I still choose to eat them at times. It's the quantity and the culture that we live in. It's added sugars are everywhere. They're even in things that when I read the ingredient labels, I'm like, why do they put sugar in this thing? Like literally you can take it out and you wouldn't notice, like pasta sauce, for example. You don't need sugar in pasta sauce. You can't really tell the difference versus it might be a little bit harder to take the sugar out of the candy. That would be obvious. But also, speaking of candy, when the things that the added sugars are typically present in also have other ingredients that aren't helpful for our health, when especially when we want to have abundant energy. So things like additives or preservatives or even other refined flours or grains or other products. So typically we find added sugars, the ingredients included with them aren't beneficial for our health. And again, anytime our bodies are designed to function best, but when they are eating or consuming a whole food diet, that's how God set our bodies up. Thankfully, our bodies can handle things like additives and preservatives and whatever the food industry does to our food nowadays. That is God's grace, and yet it also inhibits our function. So hopefully this gives you a picture of something that, at least for me, this was unexpected. I had no idea that diet, in fact, was contributing to my experience of seasonal allergy symptoms, and certainly the stress levels at the time that I was experiencing. I didn't know how those were contributing. So hopefully this has been helpful as if you are suffering with them, giving you another piece to the puzzle. That's what it felt like to me. It's like, oh, I have another piece to the puzzle to understand what's going on. And then the piece that needed to come next was, okay, and this is what I need to do about it. So for you, if you are serious about wanting to get relief from your allergy symptoms, the first place to look at is your nutrition, what you are taking into your body. And my encouragement to you would to be especially look at the added sugars, even the simple refined carbohydrates as well. And then experimenting and seeing about having less. Now, again, this took me about a year. I didn't experience, if we backtrack, when I first detoxed from sugar, I think the allergy season from that first summer was pretty much the same. I didn't notice any noticeable difference. It was months of doing that. And the following year that I really noticed the difference. And even now, I've noticed that if I have maybe a little bit more added sugar in my eating, that I just notice I feel more fatigued or I'm feeling the allergy symptoms a little bit more. So I'm more in tune to my body and how the added sugars are playing into that. But the solution is to look at that. If you don't love the idea, like I don't, of taking medication, if you do not love the side effects of having allergies, is to look at your nutrition. And I know this is easier said than done. It's why it took me so long to say yes to what the Lord was asking me to do. And so Aaron and I are here for you in that. If you're like, that feels overwhelming, how do I even go about that? Am I going to be able to do it? We have, through our membership program, the support to help you navigate that. In fact, one of the programs in the membership, the self-paced programs that our members have access to, is one called the Sugar Addiction Authority. So it's to help you learn about your relationship with sugar, how to stand in authority over it that is aligned with the health goals that you have for yourself. So if you have any questions about that, we have links on, so you can check out the membership there, or you can reach out to us personally as well. And we're happy to see if it is the right fit for you. So I will leave it here. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love for you to leave us a rating, also share it out. It just helps other people to find the podcast as well as the episodes. And as always, we appreciate you listening.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.erinkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.